listen.
My life.
In every verse, I got rhymes.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy AT and your boy AE coming to you live and direct with another episode of Bars, Rhymes, and Life, where we break down the bars, relate to the rhymes, so we can shed light on our lives.
Just listen.
Feel the beat drop.
What's up, it's your boy AT coming to you live and direct with another episode of Bars, Rhymes, and Life. Today's track, MF Doom, Coco Mango, specifically the Flo Fills remix. Doom, man. It all starts with Doom and it all end with Doom. Our first track, and we've done Doom so many times, but our first track was Doom on Bars, Rhymes, and Life. And, you know, whenever the time comes, our last track will always be Doom, because it all starts with Doom and it all ends with Doom. Or it all ends with Doom and it all starts with Doom, depending on how you think on things. And this is what Doom does. Like, it's a short track. It's a short track, but I feel like I've almost completed a degree in Arabic after trying to do Bars, Rhymes, and Life with it. And this is what Doom does. He is just different. This tune, when I first heard it, it wasn't all like, oh, this needs to be on Bars, Rhymes, and Life. This was just like, oh my God, this is a vibe. This is a bounce. This is a bop. This is Doom just lyrically swerving, curving, merving, and jerving. And then you pay a bit more attention, you realize, oh, he's done it again. I think, when has he not done it? Where you feel like each line is an olive branch into a billion other particular eye. But Doom should be in a museum. Doom and his catalogue and his art should be in some sort of museum. 100. I can't wait to get started. Let's kick in. Our job is to manipulate the consumer by arousing his diet. Our job is to manipulate the consumer by arousing his desires. And then we satisfy those desires for a fixed price. It's called advertising. By advertising toy guns, you're encouraging kids to enjoy violence. What do you know about the total spectrum? I know what I feel.
Our job is to manipulate the consumer by arousing his desires, and then we satisfy those desires for a fixed price.
It's called advertising.
By advertising toy guns, you're encouraging kids to enjoy violence.
What do you know about the total spectrum?
I know what I feel.
So this is the intro to the track. It's like almost an excerpt. And I found out, and I wonder if Robert Downey Jr. knows that MF Doom has sampled a film that his dad produced. So Robert Downey Sr. produced this film called Putney Swope. And that's where this extract comes from. But more interestingly, so I did a little bit of research. It was made in 1969. I feel like this is a sick synopsis for a film with regards to a couple of things, and I'll explain. The board of directors at Madison Avenue Ad Agency must elect a new chairman. In maneuvering to make sure that enemies don't get votes, all the members accidentally cast their ballot for the board's token black man, Putney Swope. That's such an incredibly interesting angle, because sometimes you inadvertently can be racist and still do a non-racist thing. So they've obviously just gone, I don't want him to get it. I don't want him to get it. I don't want him to get it. So I know that if I vote for the token black guy on the board, then my enemy won't get it. But actually, they've gone and just ended up giving their whole company away to the black guy, which was obviously not their agenda. Their agenda without, I think that would be the worst thing for them to think or do. But it's such an incredible angle. And I don't know what, Doom must have watched it, or Doom must have seen it somewhere in order to stick it in there. And it made me think about a few things. Number one, When they say our job is to manipulate the consumer by arousing his desires, what are anyone's desires anymore? I feel like social media has absolutely blurted that out. What does anyone desire anymore? And I feel like no kind of example expresses it more, in the UK at least, than car advertisements. Now, I don't know what the advertisements are in the US, because I think I remember back in the day when I went most recently, my most recent trip on LA, when they sell a pickup truck, they give you its values. They give you, hey, you know, it can pull this much, it can carry this much, it can do this, it can do that, and all for the price of a gas tank, some shit like that. In the UK, the car advertisements are the most weirdest adverts you've ever seen in your life. They're just, they've got nothing to do with buying a car. Nothing. It will be just some model smiling and then some crazy music, serene music, and then someone driving. You barely see the car. You barely see the car. You barely see cars at all in a car advert. That's how weird it is. And then when we talk about desires, like they used to say that sex sells. It's like, I don't think sex sells anymore. I think porn sells. I think porn sells. I think OnlyFans sort of has separated, and the porn industry has separated what sex is. And so therefore, it's another thing less to be desired. And I just think advertising is super interesting, but super stupid at the same time. I find it the most weirdest thing. Like, how do you sell an advert to a company and say, look, pay me for my advertising company, because I'm going to show you how you can sell this car for a lot more by taking a picture of a river. That's kind of, and they're like, oh my God, that's genius. What do you know about the total spectrum? I know what I feel. But unbelievable. There's a really interesting concept between knowledge and application here. The fact that you might know everything, but if you haven't felt it, it's really difficult in order to be able to say you actually know everything. And I guess the lines in this film from Putney Swope are used in saying, you know, it feels wrong. It feels wrong to encourage young kids to keep shooting guns because it might lead to some more shootings in America. But the geezer on the side might say, well, I know that 66% of gun deaths are attributed to suicide, so actually no one else is dying, it's just the person who's using the gun themselves. Or actually the statistics are really, really, really low, but it don't matter the trauma it causes to a mother or a father who loses their child. Then he knows what he feels. Dude, he's different on too many levels. He hasn't even started rapping yet. Listerine green jars, sick cleans, gelade B N Ma, thick queens, mamma mia, Rob's jalapeno peppers, click mean large, brick scene mirage is ours, quick mean cause strict Dina la, make your quota, check your clock, shocked taqua, concoct the potion, blue liner lotion, call it aqua.
Listerine, green jars, sit clean, Jalapeno, Emma, thick queens, mama mia, rhymes, jalapeno peppers, click mean large, brick scene, mirage is ours, quick mean cars, strict Dina law, make your quota, check your clock, shock aqua, concoct the potion, blue line and lotion, call it aqua.
Yeah, apologies for how badly I butchered Doom there, but Doom is Doom, and Doom is a lot harder to read and follow than other real ones out there. Unbelievable, right? The flow, the bounce, the cadence, the rhythm. And again, you always feel like he's rambling nonsense, but there's just always something in there. So Listerine green jars sit cleans. I feel like this is some visualization. Usually I think most of MF's visualizations are around alcohol, but I actually think there's some visualization for something else. And I don't know quite what with regards to the Listerine green jars, but sit cleans make me feel like he's got some sick trainers on or some sick garms on, and he's you know, he's feeling cool, he's feeling himself, right? Gelade or gelade is Arabic for, or in Urdu actually, it's Urdu for executioner. So Executioner be N Ma. So N Ma, I found out, was the god of hell, who judges right and wrong after a human dies and falls into hell. Enmar gives many kinds of dreadful punishments. The word Enmar comes from Yama in Sanskrit and Pali, a language for Buddhist writings in Sri Lanka, Myanmar, and Thailand. So I'm already like, what? He's Listerine Green Jar Sick Cleans Executioner B, the person who decides right and wrong. But who is that person that decides right or wrong? Is it his wife? Because it feels like he leans into Thick Queen's Mamma Mia Rob's Jalapeno Peppers. So some woman, maybe it's his baby mama, maybe it's his wife, someone is nicking jalapeno peppers from him. Click mean large. So his crew is kind of large. Brick scene, mirage is ours. Click mean large, brick scene, mirage is ours. I feel that's really intricate wordplay here, in the sense that his crew is big, his crew is loyal, and they're professionals, they're experts. So the click is large because his crew is wealthy. He is wealthy. And he's wealthy because the brick scene, mirage is ours. The bricks that take time to get distributed into money, power, and potentially corruption is a mirage for MF. The brick just turns into money for him. The brick is the mirage. The brick is the illusion. The click is the truth. I hope you're following me, because I don't even think I'm following myself here. This is what Doom does to you. He turns you into absolute nuts. Quick mean cause strict Dean Allah. So his movements are quick, his thought is quick, his actions are quick, because his deen means religion in Arabic, strict deen Allah. So I guess he's saying, like, I'm a strict religious Muslim. Make your quota, check your clock, shock, taqwa, which is, I found out that taqwa means, give me a sec, taqwa means being conscious and cognizant of God, of truth. Almost like in the fear of God. So he's like, make your quota, make your five prayers, and check your clock, because if you're not, then you're in trouble, because taqwa. Concoct the potion, blue liner lotion, call it aqua. Again, he's just thrown me completely off here, because I don't know if he's saying I'm making an aqua velva with regards to the film Zodiac, where Robert Downey Jr., so Robert Sr. has been mentioned with regards to this passage above, but Robert Downey Jr.'s film with Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, Zodiac, he talks about an incredible drink called the Aqua Velva. So concoct the potion, blue liner lotion, call it Aqua. Could be a random tie into that. Could be a multitude of things, to be honest, but bars. Doom is different. Here you go, Ma, for you. Boom, that's Coco Mango. She let her hand go. Her man said, yo, no tango. Bangles jangle. No gangs is tranquil. Blank grill, real shank steel. Bankroll ankle.
Here you go, Ma, for you. Boom, that's Coco Mango. She let her hang go. Her man said, yo, no tango. Bangles jangle. No gangs is tranquil. Blank grill, real shank steel. Bankroll ankle.
Again, I you could sort of at least try and attempt to think that you know what he's on about, or you could just be like, I have absolutely no idea what he's on about. And to be honest, I don't think that I do, but when I'm looking at it, it's almost like there's two stories going on here. It feels like there's the normal story of him just spending some time with his wife. That's what it seems like. And just, here you go, here's some Coco Mango. And, you know, she let her hand go. Her man said, yo, no tango. Like, you know, he's just playing, being playful with her. Like, she's a little bit annoyed with him. Maybe he's pissed her off or something. Jangles, bangle. No gangs is tranquil. Right? So it's almost like he's away from the hood life. He's away from everything and anything, if that makes sense. But then at the same time, there's this other sort of storyline running in parallel where I feel like he's approaching a girl that has a man and says, "Here you go, here's some Coco Mango." And she's like, "Get the fuck off me." And her man's like, "Oi, I don't want no trouble. Get the fuck away from my woman." Bangles, jangles. So it's like, I got into Arms House, but there's no gangs here. So that's why I weren't even afraid to go in it and go at it like that. Blank grill, real shank steel, bankroll ankle. Now I'm like, blank grill is almost like the place where you put beef. So maybe in the first storyline where he's just chilling with his wife, there is no beef. Blank grill, real shank steel. So if we now go to the second storyline that I've made up in my head, is that actually blank grill, like, I ain't got no beef, but I'm packing. I've got real shank steel, and you can get some of this. You can get juked up real quick, bankroll ankle, by falling the individual with a shank, and they fall on the floor, might have some money on their ankles or might have some money on them. And it's like, I've just bankrolled you. I have no idea. I just think it's genius. I really do. And the way this flows, vibes. F to the N and R, two thieves, a bum in the car, but never had no beef, so alhamdulillah. Inshallah, any duties, top grillers, no Mercedes sign.
F to the N and R, two thieves, a bum in the car, but never had no beef, so alhamdulillah. Inshallah, any duties, top grillers, no Mercedes sign.
And before you start saying, well, Abby's losing his mind because he's making double subplots for one song, this is where this kind of idea came into my head, that there's two storylines going on here parallel to each other. The F to the N and R is referring to the New York City subway lines. It describes transferring from the orange-coloured F train to the yellow-coloured N or R train, which run parallel to each other for several stops. Doom's fellow passengers are presented as disreputable. So F to the N and R, two thieves, a bum in the car. Now, I had to do a little bit of research, and I was floating around on some Reddit pages. And if we stick with storyline one, where he's just chilling with his wife, there is an argument to say that he's just being playful, and he's saying that two thieves and a bum in the car is almost like him saying, I got my wife, I got my older child, and I've also got a bum in the car, which is just like a little baby who's useless, isn't it? But little babies do nothing. They just cry and laugh and cry and laugh, right? So it's like, oh, I've got two thieves and a bum in the car. That's kind of like the way I would talk about my younger cousin or like people that I care about. I'm fondly dismissive of them. I'll be like, oh, this bum, this waste man, this joke. It's said with love, right? At the same damn time, you've got another storyline where he's on the subway with two thieves and a bum in the same carry. It all links. But had no beef, so alhamdulillah. I just love the Arabic wordplay here. The Arabic wordplay here was just different. It is just different. And the way he gets it to rhyme, I've heard a lot of rappers use Bismillah, alhamdulillah. I've heard him say Allah enough times. Never as good as this. Never as good as this. Never as slick as this. Facts. Absolute facts. Never had no beef. So alhamdulillah. Like, yeah, nothing happened. No controversy. So it was all cool on both storylines. Any duties, top grillers. So we're going back to this grill phase. Like, you know, I've got people on tap to do dangerous things for me, no Mercedes sign. So I can get people done and it'll never come back to me or them. Crazy. On a line on the third, like Lupin.
On a line on the third, like Lupin.
A reference to Lupin the Third, a Japanese manga and anime inspired by the French novel series Arsène Lupin, the Gentleman Thief. I'm just looking at a little picture of him, and he almost looks like a French version of James Bond. Or what would a French version of James Bond be called? James Bond? But the reason why I wanted to highlight this line more specifically, I've got to shout out Lupe Fiasco. I have to shout out Lupe Fiasco because I read this line and immediately it reminded me of the Lupe Fiasco line in Touch the Sky for Kanye.
Yes, 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 guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third.
And it's such an abstract thing, like who the hell would know who Lupin the Third is? But I know Lupe was really good with his anime and his Japanese sort of culture. He's very Japanese orientated or down with Japan and its culture. And you got to think this track was insanely massive. It was insanely massive when it came out. It was huge. And Kanye obviously asked Lupe to do a guest spot on this track. And Lupe, he's always maintained that he hated this whole process with Kanye and he hated actually being on this track. I don't know if he hated being on this track, but I think he hated the process. But only he could say, yes, yes, yes. Guess who's on third? Lupe Steele. Like Lupin the Third.
Yes, 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 guess who's on third? Lupe still like Lupin the Third.
Bars. That is when you know a lyricist is incredible. That from, I don't know when the last time I've actually ever heard that song, I'm listening to another song, I'm looking at another line, and it reminds me of a completely different rapper and a different line. That's how embedded Lupin the Third is in my head. And yet, I never knew up until now what the hell it was about, because Lupe put it in there. Shout out to Lupe Fiasco. Shout out to MF Doom, RIP, rest in peace. I hope you are at peace wherever you may be, and I also hope your family's doing incredibly well, and nothing but love to all your fans, nothing but love to all the BRL listeners out there. One.
The world is a bond, that's honor, Don Shukran, Afwan, Ram Dear Don, living sooner of the Prophet Muhammad, the Lay Salam.
He's right.